Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man has died following a multi-vehicle crash in the Durban CBD. The collision between a car, a buggy, and a minibus taxi occurred on the corner of Anton Lembede Street and Dorothy Nyembe Street this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says it's understood two vehicles left the roadway after the crash.
A quick triage was done on the scene and paramedics found that a male, believed to be in his 60s, had been ejected from the taxi and unfortunately sustained fatal injuries. There was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene. Two other people had sustained moderate injuries and were stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before being transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that they required. At this stage, the exact events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And it's been confirmed that KZN Police Commissioner Ntlantla Mkhwanazi will appear before Parliament's ad hoc committee next Tuesday and Wednesday. It's to address allegations of criminal infiltration in the justice system. Evidence will be led by senior counsel Norman Arendse.
In relation to the Mkhwanazi statement, it has now been finalised. I just want to assure the honourable members that we are stretched. We are working to more than full capacity. It's not an easy exercise having to wade through a lot of information.
And a gender expert believes the Constitutional Court ruling on parental leave doesn't go far enough. Currently, mothers can take at least 4 consecutive months of paid maternity leave, while fathers only enjoy 10 days of paternity leave. The top court yesterday ruled that both parents can now share the respective leave after their baby is born. The landmark decision stemmed from a legal challenge launched by Polokwane man Werner van Wyk. He'd been denied 4 months of parental leave by his company when he wanted to look after his baby while the mother ran her business. Erica Uster from Sesame Workshop International South Africa says many children grow up without their biological parents. She believes a more holistic approach is needed that takes into account the socioeconomic challenges faced by many South Africans.
To extend this kind of paternal leave only to biological fathers does an injustice to what we know as a community of care. So yes, it's landmark, but I do think there's opportunity for us to use this momentum to be more inclusive and also that mothers and fathers don't have to share the 4 months, that they can both be present in the 4 months.
And abroad, the death toll in an Indonesian school collapse has risen to 14. Part of the multi-story boarding school in East Java province collapsed suddenly on Monday as students gathered for afternoon prayers. Disaster officials told reporters that rescuers found 9 bodies yesterday, while the search continues for 49 missing people. Authorities say they're deploying heavy machinery to recover more victims believed to be buried under the rubble. The top story this hour, a man has died after a multi-vehicle crash in the Durban CBD this morning. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.